This week's Sedra, we have a very important Yisoid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sings out B'nai Yisrael, B'nai B'chori Yisrael, that we are the Am HaNivchar. There has been much attack against the Jewish people by Jews. The Jews are embarrassed to say that we are the Am HaNivchar. What are we embarrassed about? The Rabbanu Shalom chose us, we are the Am HaNivchar. There's no way to deny it. If you look, the people who choose the Nobel Award winners are not Jewish people. And Jews are less than 1% of the world population. And Jews win way more than 20% of the Nobel Awards. And some of them are even Orthodox Jews. And some of them wear shekel. So the fact that the Jewish people are different is clearly so. There's a famous line from the Kuzari. Kuzari says that the philosophers in the Middle Ages used to divide the whole world into four categories. Demim, Tzamea, Chai, Medaber. And we know from the Chumash that it's really five categories. Damim, Tzmeach, Chaim, Medaber, Yisrael. The Jewish people are totally different from everybody else. He says, when he has the conversation with the Chover, has a conversation with the Melech HaKuzarim, so he said, if I would tell you that there's a person who can fast for 40 days and 40 nights, and he doesn't die, So the Melech HaKuzarim says that that's an angel. He says, no, not an angel, a human being. It's a different kind of a human being. And the fact that only Moshe Rabbeinu did it, if I'll do it, you'll do it, we're probably going to drop dead before the 40th day. We'll do, we'll die. But the Kuzari says the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu did it and he survived is not just the right for Moshe Rabbeinu, it's the right for all the Jewish people. All the Jewish people are different. There are five different categories. Damit Sameach Medaber and B'nai Yisrael. They say that Rab Chaim Oizer was so taken by Rab Chaim Soloveitchik that he used to say there are five categories. Dam Tzemeach Chaim Medaber, Briskerov. He said about Rab Chaim, Briskerov, a different entity. That it's a takeoff on the Kuzari. The Kuzari said Dam Tzemeach Chaim Medaber. So the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, we're not inventing anything. This is our tradition. Mission sent for Chaviv Adam Shenever B'Tzalim Chaviv Yisrael Shenikra Bottom Lamakim. B'nai Yisrael are the Bottom Lamakim Duhum B'Tzalim are not Bottom Lamakim. What does it mean Bottom Lamakim? The children carry over the DNA from their parents. So Bottom Lamakim means also we have incorporated within our spiritual DNA, we have certain meters of Elokus. Tzel Malakim is also in a certain extent like that. Bottom Lamakim is a greater extent. Duhum B'Tzalim also have Tzelem Elikim. They also have certain meters of Elokus in their neshama, but the Bnei Yisrael have a different degree. In the opening pages in the Tanya by the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, so he talks about what spiritual material is the soul made of. So he says the soul of a Yisrael is made from one source, Mitachas Kisei HaKavod, and the soul of the Mosalem comes from a different source, from Klipas Noiga, so from other sources. So people always ask when they study the Tanya, what about a Gershon Hizgaya? So where does he get his soul from? So the expression, the Gemara has Gershon Hizgaya, is Kekotin Shenova Domi. It's going to come up soon in the next daf. By Yerusha, where is it? On the next daf is going to come up. On Yud Zayin Amid Beis, we're going to learn the Gemara. So in the Gemara, it doesn't mean this, but in the Zohar, it says like that. Gershon has got kukot and shenoyvot, just like when a baby is born, he's injected with a soul. Like vayipach beyapam nishmas chayim, the baby gets a soul. So the Gershon has got gets a new soul until he's 25 years old and he converts. Until now, he had a soul from one kind of material. And then when he converts, he gets a different soul. The old soul disappears and he gets a new soul. That's how it says in the Zohar. We believe that there is such a concept as Bechiras Yisrael. It doesn't mean we have a right to trample on everybody else. We have a right to steal and to cheat and to kill Nochrim, the human beings. That's Tzel Malkim. We're not allowed to. But there is a concept of Bechiras Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu chose the Jewish people. What does it mean? B'ni Bechori Yisrael. Usually Bechor is the oldest and the others are also children. So over here it doesn't mean that. The Mishnah says clearly, Chaviv Adam Shenivir B'Tzalim Chaviv Yisrael Shenikru Baram Lachim. No Masadam Anad Baram Lachim. So why we call Bechori? So the Pasha Pshat is that the Bechori usually has the responsibility to help the parents raise the other children. So this is the responsibility of the Jewish people. The Novi Yeshaya says that the Jewish people are supposed to serve as an Or Lagoyim. we're supposed to serve as a light unto the nations to show them the way to go. So the Gemara in the first perek in Megillah says that there's no concept that appears in Nevi'im Uksuvim that doesn't have a source in Chumash. All the concepts in the Jewish religion were revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu. So where does it say in the Chumash that the Jewish people are supposed to serve as an Olah Goyim? So the Pashta says it. That's what it means over here. B'nei B'chori. The B'chori is supposed to help the parent. The Rebbeinu Shlom is Avinu Sheba Shemayim. He's supposed to help the Rebbeinu Shlom raise the other children. The others are not a P'china, Bonam, L'Makam, but all the other nations are supposed to serve as an Olah Goyim. We're not doing such a good job as the Olah Goyim. If you're going to have a chief rabbi sitting in prison, you're going to have a Rosh HaMemshalah sitting in prison, you're going to have a president of the Medina sitting in prison, you're going to have Chavri Knesset, they're always being indicted on bribery and this and that, and you have they're burning garbage cans in Meir Shorim, and they have filthy streets in Meir Shorim. We're not doing such a good job in Orla Gaim. You're supposed to show that you have honesty and integrity, and you have a work ethic and so on. That's what's supposed to be in Orla Gaim as far as that's concerned. We have never done such a good job in the Orla Goyim. We've got to brush up on that, but that's a very crucial concept. For many generations, there was no problem of the Jews believing that they were Orla Goyim, because the Nochem was so mean. There was so much anti-Semitism, and they said the Jews are the source of the Ganovim, and they're sick, and they have diseases. And we knew it wasn't true. So we knew that everything they said was not true. So we understood we're the Chiras Yisrael, we're the Yaman Ivcha. When the Jews came to America and they say all men are created equal, and they give equal rights. So that's a Shaila. So what do we mean that we're the Yaman Ivcha? Everybody is decent there. Everybody is equal rights. So that's a bigger challenge in America than it ever used to be in Europe. It was never such a challenge. When the Nazis said the Jews are Ganovim and they're pigs and there's all the diseases, and the Jews know it wasn't true, so it wasn't so difficult to believe that we're the Aman Ivcha. But when you live in a democracy and they sort of treat everybody nicely, so it's a bigger challenge to believe that we're the Aman Ivcha. But that's what it says in the Chumash, we are the Aman Ivcha, whether we like it or not. And you can't say that the Christians are also Aman Ivcha, and the Catholic and the Muslims are also Aman Ivcha, and the Indonesians are also Aman Ivcha. That's but one fellow who considers himself an Orthodox rabbi. So everybody's, that's not Bechira. By definition, Bechira means this and not the others. Rastach Le'Leodom. The Jewish people was chosen as the Aman Ivcha forever to the exclusion of all others. That's what Bechira means. The exclusion of all others. The Jewish people was chosen. That's Parshas Ve'erev. B'nei Bechori Yisrael. Jewish people are Bonim La'mokam, and we are the Bechor. We have the responsibility to help raise the other children. It's an important challenge that was B'nei B'chir. B'chir was established at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim.